Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 237. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. How's it going, guys?
Fantastical.
A magnificent night, as See, always.
Fantastico, magnificent. I will say, I'm just going to say stellar.
That's right.
A stellar night.
I thought we'd all go different ways, right?
It's all positive.
Awesome, honestly.
It has. Really. I would say the full episode we just did was full of energy.
Paranormal energy.
Nate brought it.
Paranormal energy. Yeah.
It's Nate.
No, I think we do typically, but mm-hmm. I thought that episode was
glorious. Sorry. you're welcome, Nate. I know. Just wait till
you
hear
it. It was good. Mm. Great. Yeah. So it was a good topic too, though.
Good. Good.
And don't mention her name. She's already been mentioned too many times.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
the one we will not mention until she's the fourth.
That's right. Well, anyway, Mini 237. Let's get right to it. Sean, what are we talking about?
We are talking about your pick, and it is The Treasurer's House. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Yeah.
So this is where all the money went.
That's right. The Treasurer's House.
Treasurer's.
This is our jolly old England, of course, right? Treasurer's House in York, or Yorkshire, right?
Yorkshire.
Is widely regarded as one of the most haunted buildings in Yorkshire, with a history spanning over 900 years and numerous reported paranormal sightings.
Yeah.
Why did you sound like Sean Connery?
Sean Connery. Because I like... Well, I do...
He's Scottish.
I do, you know, I like some Indiana Jones, and I like me some Sean Connery, too, because he's the father of Indiana Jones, so... No, and I James Bond, so... I love anytime I can throw in some Scottish, Irish, or anything. That is creepy, right?
Let's get right to it.
Yes.
Who wants to start? You want me to start since it's my topic? Or you guys
go for it.
Well, there are some spooky creepiness to the Treasurer's House, and that's why I chose this. I had a little gurgle there. Sorry. It says, is it the most haunted house in York? In the basement where the cafe now is, there are regular sightings of a cat. It says this is the most frequently commented unexplained vision. The cat clearly looks real, so much so some visitors have questioned if it is ideal to be in the area from a hygiene perspective. Mm. The cafe doesn't have a cat or access where one could get in without being spotted. So that's one spooky, creepy thing.
My favorite thing, and I told you guys before we started recording, is where we've only heard this one other time in a place in England. It was Roman soldiers. The most famous haunting involves Roman legionnaires, first reported in the 1950s by a plumber, Harry Martindale, who saw a group of soldiers marching through the cellar walls, visibly only from the knees down. A second sighting occurred in 1957 by housekeeper Joan Mawson, who heard horse hooves and saw the same apparitions. The site sits atop an ancient Roman road, the Via Decumana, and evacuations uncovered the remains of a Roman headquarters. I have no idea how to say that. Something like that. Principia?
I can't help you. I don't know.
Probably Principia, but too many vowels in that, like syllables. In 1969, leading credibility to their stories. How about that?
So, yeah, I guess Harry was working on a ladder and he heard the sound of a trumpet.
Oh.
He looked over and saw the Roman soldiers marching.
Oh,
my gosh.
That would be wild.
That would be
the interesting thing about is because the Roman road was 18 inches below the floor,
which is why they were cut off at the knees.
Off at the knees because they're walking on the ancient road.
Gotcha. I was like, what was that? Yeah,
okay. It all now stands makes sense. To reason.
Now it's all
right?
coming together. All right, I see what Cool. Says, over the years, there have been many strange things that have happened. Often it's the house staff and volunteers who find these moments, knowing full well the space wasn't like that when they locked up the night before. Everything from all the clocks stopping at the same time, not broken, just stopped, to chairs moving to the middle of the room. Others mentioned cold blasts, mists, moving curtains, and one reports once feeling a firm push in the back as though to get her off of a chair. Recently, a member of the team says she often senses a male servant in the old kitchen cleaning near the range.
Hmm. Yeah. The house's former owner, Frank Green, reportedly still wanders the property, ensuring everything remains as he left it. Mm. Staff have reported objects moving and the smell of his favorite cologne lingering in empty rooms.
Brute.
You brute.
My brother, oldest brother, used Brute.
Oh, I remember.
I remember that, yeah. Mm. I think my dad did, too.
Yeah. That and Old Spice.
Oh, yeah.
Old Spice is still a big, it's a big deal nowadays.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they got good commercials.
They have, they do, actually. The Gray Lady, frequently seen by younger visitors, especially on historic chairs. One staff member reported encountering a gray lady with finger to her lips while vacuuming. So, I guess.
I do that all the time.
Librarian in Ghostbusters.
Something like it, yeah. Something like it. Saw the ghost cat. There's a ghost dog seen running through the blue drawing room in Great Hall on multiple occasions. So they got a cat and a dog. I wonder if they chase each other.
I've got more on the dog, if you want.
Ooh, go for it, yeah.
It says, within 2 weeks in 2016, so pretty recent, two separate visitors reported seeing a dog scampering in the blue drawing room and how it had gone behind some chairs. Whilst a week earlier, small dog running around and round via the courtroom and the staircase hall. Another sighting was even more specific when a visitor asked where the black terrier went, insistent he'd just seen it run diagonally across the great hall.
Hmm.
So, a little bit more on the dogs there. Terrier.
Watch out, they're terror.
They're terrors.
Uh-huh.
Yes, so. Oh, yeah, I see it, the gray lady, yeah. There's always a white lady, gray lady, whatever.
It said that she's seen on a lot of chairs, and especially a chair in the tapestry room. It says it's only when they're adults, so, because a lot of kids and teenagers see them. Or see her. It's only when their adults tell them to get down. Many have a similar response. The lady told me to. Says another time housekeepers were vacuuming when the machine inexplicably stopped working. Upon checking it, the staff member was met with a gray lady and her finger to her lips saying, shh.
Oh.
Just like you said in Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
That's right. That's spooky.
Hmm. There are children that are haunting the place. Says children have been reported at least twice on separate occasions. However, who they saw didn't match up. First, two girls were playing marbles in the great hall by the door. Only one visitor could see, but she was adamant at the sight before her. Another reported sighting mentioned a boy and a girl running around the great hall and up the stairs. So a couple children specters.
Did you were talking about Mr. Green. Did you talk about the cigar smoke and all that stuff?
Just his cologne.
His cologne. So this says a little bit different or a little more, I think. Mr. Green, the last owner, threatened to haunt the house if furniture was moved or anything not to his liking occurred. Many times a strong smell of cigar smoke had been attributed to the temporary return of Mr. Green checking on his home as he passes through. It's reported to appear and then vanish just as quickly, sometimes in the middle of the room and with no obvious reason nearby. So...
Hmm.
So he's either wearing, he's got Brute and he's got a little bit of cigar smell mixed in there. That's how you know it's him.
Nice. Yeah. I say put this on the list.
Mm.
It's a pretty creepy place.
It really is, right?
I mean, it's longer than 7.5 hours. But yeah.
We can take a boat.
Yeah. I am really having a hard time with this website. I'm trying to get information that keeps... The screen keeps shrinking, and then it goes up or it goes wide, and it goes, yeah.
Technology glitches, is that what you're saying?
Yes. It says the last remaining parts of the original treasurer's house on the site are sections of the 12th century masonry and an external wall that forms part of Gray's Court. This place is old.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah. Because we didn't really talk about any of the history. We just got right, which is fine.
Yeah, and it's built right over a Roman road.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This says, first contact. The first recorded mention of the Roman ghost was by a female guest of Frank Green, who went to the cellar on the hunt for more wine. After being barred by a man dressed in a Roman soldier's uniform, she complained to her host. There was no such person in the house. The next was the warden who only after Harry's report implied he'd come across his, that was Harry Martindale, which we talked about earlier, perhaps a year or so before Harry. And finally, another member of the staff has since shared her experiences, but only years after leaving the house.
Hmm.
So, yeah, can you imagine seeing that and not telling anybody? Like, Roman ghost soldiers.
The building was split into apartments eventually, one of which was home to a vengeful occupant, both pre- and post-death.
Oh.
In the upstairs tapestry room, male visitors have reported being shoved by an unseen force. It is sometimes accompanied by a bad smell that follows the men around the room. The unseen force is assumed to be a woman who once lived in the apartments with her cheating husband.
Oh.
Apparently becoming so enraged that his unfaithfulness. Unfaithfulness.
What did you say, Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson. that she murdered him.
Ooh.
Oh, well, that would stink. I was thinking
that would stink.
I was thinking ghost stink, but now we're talking about, that's a whole other kind of stink.
Did we talk about, where's his name? George Aislaby? Did we talk about him?
I don't recall that one.
I don't think so.
Okay. There's not much on him. I just wasn't sure because I know Frank Green. We talked about Frank Green. Just says several ghosts reportedly haunt the building, including George Aislaby. He is a previous owner of the property in the 17th century. So he is supposed to haunt the building. George, we'll just call him George A. His last name's a little hard to say. I don't know how to say it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You guys see anything about the lady in black?
No.
Well.
You just happen to have some information, don't you?
Several reports in the period rooms of the house that include a lady in black behind you when you look into the mirror in one room.
Ooh. Now, see, I think that'd be creepy.
Yeah.
That'd be creepy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
This is interesting. This says pop culture and tourism. The house was featured in the BBC drama Death Comes to Pemberley and visited by the Discovery Channel's Ghost Hunters. Despite its haunted reputation, it remains open to the public with guided tours available. The National Trust does not permit paranormal investigations on site. Tisk, tisk.
Well, that's just no fun.
I know. I guess we're not going there. I mean, we can go there for tours, but just not paranormal investigations.
Huh.
Boo, hiss, boo. Right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What else we got on the treasurers?
An American guest stayed at the hotel and left a rather creepy Trustpilot review.
Hmm.
He visited in 2015 and left the review after his wife was taken ill. Said to be the most haunted house in England, it really fit the bill. A weird thing happened the day before our visit. My wife peeked in a window and was immediately taken ill. She felt nauseous and ill at ease. Even more shocking, she refused to accompany us on our house tour the next day.
Hmm.
So then when he mentioned it to the staff at the end of the visit, they confirmed it's a common occurrence.
Oh.
In fact, people have fled outside after spending just minutes inside.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah, I like this place.
It's considered a grade one historic house, which must mean really great.
Sounds positive.
Yeah, probably. It's protected.
Owned by the National Trust, who also maintains the garden. So, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's good. They maintain the garden.
Does it have gnomes?
It probably does. I'm sure.
Are they haunted?
They're British.
I have a lengthy, if I may read, a lengthy Reddit
you may.
Story.
You may.
The title is, My Dad, a Lifetime Non-Believer of Ghosts, Changed His Mind After Being Truly Creeped Out. Says, hey, this is an old one. I posted 2 years ago, so not allowed if I can repost. But I'm always so interested in hearing new thoughts and ideas. I grew up in a historical town in the UK where there is a cathedral that's over 700 years. For hundreds of years, people across England and beyond would pilgrimage to it. See, I can't talk either, Nate. My family bought a house in this town and decided to renovate it. From the start, is this from the treasurer's house? What's going on here?
Doesn't sound like it.
Oh, well, yeah. Because it's talking, I'm looking ahead, and it talks about the Romans. Let's see. My mom and him have had some heated debates about the fact she has seen or felt unexplained things, and he scoffs at that. Basically, if anything spooky, that's happened to him, I believe it purely because he doesn't. I found this out years later. One night, I don't think this is about the treasurer's house. Sorry. I thought it was. It's a bummer. That was a bummer. Well, that would have been a good story, but...
It sounds like but it would have been a good story.
Yeah, sorry. Dang. Sorry, guys.
I was so excited. I was settled in for a long story.
What's crazy is the first treasurer of York Minster was appointed in 1091.
Woo! Holy cow.
That's just yesteryear.
Right? Yeah, right.
But the oldest section of the house is a section of a 12th century stone wall. That is a long ways ago. Yeah. So, I like this place, though.
Oh, I do, too. We're going, right?
It's pretty cool. Yeah. 1091. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of paranormal, that's for sure. So... You guys have anything else? Any stories that you can?
I still love the Roman soldier. That's my favorite part, and yeah. I love the way they talk about Harry Martindale and just the in depth. Mm-hmm. Like he'd never seen a ghost before, never seen one since. But all this, you know, soldiers marching by all had shields, could see him from the knees up, and
that'd be intense.
You know, just how and like they had the plumed helmets and all that stuff. Yeah, and it's like he told it in great detail. You know,
he's 18 years of age when it happened too.
That's wild, isn't it? I didn't know that.
He is an apprentice plumber.
Oh. Okay.
He called, so it says the soldiers, this is according to him, the soldiers appeared to be armed legionaries, visible only from the knees up in a marching formation, but were scruffy. They were distinctive in three ways. They carried round shields on their left arm. They carried some kind of daggers and scabbards on their right side, and they wore green tunics. When they descended to the level of the Roman road on which Martindale had stood his ladder, he was able to see that they wore open sandals with leather straps to their knees. And that's kind of wild.
Wow. That is wild. Very cool.
Yeah, that's very detailed, right?
Yep. Yep. Well, I think that kind of does it for the treasurer's house.
Yeah.
A good mini.
Yeah, absolutely. Like many other places that we've covered, I've never heard of it.
No, I had heard it from another podcast talking about it, and sounded like a good mini, so that's why I chose it.
It's a cool building.
Yeah. Yep. Says the house is a fascinating study in time periods, with furnishings running the gamut from medieval to Georgian.
It is cool. It spans a long time, doesn't it? I mean, it really does.
Oh, speaking of the gardens,
mm-hmm.
They said the gardens are a wonderful, peaceful space around the central green.
Nice.
Oh, well. Yeah. So, there it is. Nate, since we don't have any more, I guess. Nate, help us out.
Well, that was a real gem of a pick. Treasure,
yeah.
Oh.
I thought he was talking about the cartoon again.
I got it.
That's a wrap.
I'm with you now. I didn't get it at first. I was like, what? Yeah.
It was a stapler. Pick.
No. Yeah, stapler. There you go. Yeah, it was a stapler. Yeah.
That's funny.
Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our middle-aged mini 237 and our discussion on the treasurer's house. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.